This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill and Ford Dove Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Yes, big plans for the Friday of Memorial Day weekend. That's Friday, May 23rd. The kickoff to summer is happening again. We're throwing one of the biggest parties of the year. We want you there. So come hang with us at WFAN's kickoff to summer happening Friday, May 23rd at 6 a.m. live from DJ's on Ocean Avenue in Belmar. We'll get your Memorial Day weekend started right, featuring our special guest, country music star and Red Street Records artist Chris Lane, who will be performing live for you directly following the show. So this, of course, is a free event. It's always been a free event. It's going to be a free concert as well. So you're going to see Chris Lane starting at 11 a.m. because we're going to go to 11. So we're changing this up a little bit. Al and Jerry are going to start at 6 a.m. with the warm-up show. So if you show up there a little bit earlier than that, they're not going to be on the air until 6 a.m. 6 to 7 will be the warm-up show. Then our show starts, Boomer and Geo, 7 to 11. And then, right after the show, Chris Lane performs live at 11 a.m. So Chris Lane's had a number of number one hits. He's actually married to one of the people in The Bachelorette, who's become very famous because of that as well.
You tell me about the Chris Lane part of it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So now it is time to celebrate Cinco de Mayo in our kickoff to summer show.
All right, fine. You got me. I mean, because it's kickoff to summer, we're announcing it, and we just got to celebrate. That's what we do. So here we go, 8:03 in the morning.
Cheers.
It's kickoff to summer 2025. We'll see you there, hopefully. Here we go. All right.
That's a little kickstart your day right there.
Woo! All man, right, nice. Oh, man.
I like it. Look at me handing out the chicken wings.
Yeah. Damn right. So this is going to be the biggest one ever, in my opinion, because we're pushing it back a little bit, and we're going to have Chris Lane perform at 11 a.m. And like I said, all free. You get a free concert there, right there at DJ's after
that
the show.
That is going to be great. I had no idea. Now, we just took it up a notch.
Yeah, kicked it up a notch.
Yes, we did.
Damn right we did. So, this is always one of our favorite days of the year. And it'll be also one.
Actually, the day before is going to be even more of a favorite day of the year.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. It is a good one. Hey, Al, where are we going to dinner on Thursday night?
Yeah.
Have you decided yet?
I've not.
Okay. Have you narrowed it down?
I have not even narrowed it down.
What about the rooster?
I've eliminated a number of places based on what they charge for an entree. That's definitely happened.
What about Gabriella's?
That is nowhere near really where I am.
Okay. How about where we are? Why don't you come to us?
Because I know it's going to be like, we're getting off the course at 6:40. you know.
It's going to be a disaster. You know what? You are so right, and I know this is troublesome to you, and I know it's been bothering you since we said we were going to be playing golf on Thursday. Yes.
But it worked out fine last year. We showed up on time.
Was that last year?
It was Jerry. It was 2 years ago. Jerry was a little late because he had to go home for something. But last year worked out great.
Jerry's always got something in the way. You know that.
Why don't we just have a private chef at your condo? How about that?
Very tiny. It's just a very small space for a chef to work.
His table? It's got like two chairs.
That's why I think it'd be perfect. It would be awesome. All of us jammed in there.
I could sit on that canvas couch that he has.
Yeah, I still have that couch.
Man, that thing's got some stains on it, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah. Oh, Whimsy's been up there.
No, never.
Dog. She's laying on that right now as we speak.
No, she is not a furniture dog. I don't know. I didn't even have to stop her. She does not go up there.
Well, do you leave the TV on for Whimsy?
No, I leave CBS FM on for her.
Oh, you do? Okay.
She loves 80s music.
Oh, she does?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That is incredible. Of all the things. Well, it's always a great day that we have. We go down there Thursday. We go out to dinner with the crew, and then Friday, the show. It's going to be awesome this year. So we'll keep pumping up. We'll have the promos running throughout the day on the radio station. Friday, May 23rd, starting with the warm-up show at 6 a.m. Then we're on from 7 to 11 at DJ's on Ocean Avenue. And then Chris Lane, Red Street Records artist, country music star, will be performing at 11 a.m. All right, game one, Knicks-Celtics tonight up in Boston. Let's go to Jeff in Roseland. He's on the fan. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys. Jeff from Roseland. I'm a Villanova guy from a long time ago, and I'm hoping that the Villanova 3 are listening this morning and that they're going to bring all of that grit and fight that they brought to us in 16 and 18. So let's go Knicks.
Yeah, you got it, Jeff. That's exactly what they're going to have to do.
That's what we're looking for, Villanova grit, man.
We got to defend a three-point shot, man.
Can some of that Villanova grit rub off on Carl Anthony Towns?
Well, I hope so. I mean, again, I think he has an opportunity to do something here. This is where, you know, like you think about Juan Soto and Pete Alonso and opportunities and Aaron Judge, and when those opportunities present themselves, more often than not, you want to show up and do what you're supposed to do in those run-producing situations. You know, for Jalen Brunson, he's already answered the call a number of times for the Knicks fan. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, Sean Marash is probably sick of us all talking about Jalen Brunson, because we haven't had a goddamn point guard since Walt Frazier.
Yeah.
I mean, like, we finally have a guy that, you know, can control the team. And maybe he goes a little overboard at times. And I know that we all feel that's a little bit too much ISO ball. But he's the guy that, you know, goes into the middle of the paint, the trees, and gets, you know, fouled and is not afraid to go down there. And that's the grit, I think, that last caller is talking about.
Absolutely. And the Game 3 performance in Detroit that Karl Anthony Towns had, if we see a couple of those in this series, then this will go longer than four or five games, because that will be the key. Also wanted to shout out, by the way, as we just did our kickoff to summer promo, I got a little distracted there with the tequila. We have to thank our sponsors that are sponsoring the kickoff to summer show. Surfside iced tea and vodka. Nielsen, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Shop online at nielsendodge.com. Chef IQ. Thank you, Chef IQ. Never under or overcook your food again. Sloman's, the difference is human. Wendy's, it's got to be Wendy's. And Calandra's Bakery delivering hot bread. Bang! Hot bread.
We getting some hot bread that morning, or what are we doing?
Without a doubt.
Wendy's in the afternoon?
Yeah.
I mean, my God.
Hot bread. You know what I like? A hot bread, little olive oil, salt and pepper. Dip that bread in. Bang. That's what I like.
I'm a little hot bread and avocado and olive oil.
You know what? Hot bread and anything is delicious.
Right. Michael in Beacon Falls. Michael, what's happening?
Good morning, Boomer. How we doing?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on?
I'm doing good. You know, listen, these Knicks have a real shot to do something special. You know, Carl Anthony Towns. I don't know why people call him Cat. I can't stand that name. You know, Towns. People call him Soft. But listen, he's got a chance to do something special. They're not hurt like last year. Knock on wood. And, you know, Gio, enough of this freezer, enough of this crystal garbage. You know, get out of here with that stuff and just root for your team. Maybe you don't even want him to win. I don't know.
Yeah, by the way, I got to tell you, Michael, that's me in the freezer, not you. Yeah, I'm the one who puts
Boomer,
it
up. You too. enough of the freezer. But listen, since I got on here, I need to say this. I'm a Steeler fan. I bleed the gold and the black. And for what you did, the flip-flopping with the Jackson Dart would be perfect for the Steelers. And then he goes to the G-men, and you start just trashing on him, taking a dump on the guy, calling him pudgy.
I never said he was perfect for the Steelers. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
We didn't say he was pudgy.
No, but he's perfect for the Steelers.
I never said he was perfect for the Steelers. Never. That never came out of my mouth. Never. You got me confused with somebody else, man.
I'll tell you what, Michael, we're not going to fight with you, I will say Will Howard is perfect for the Steelers.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I think that's a good pick by them.
I mean, I don't know what that guy was so angry about. I mean, for crying out loud, I spent 5 years in Pittsburgh. I got Steeler fans in my family, including my wife. They were a great organization. I don't think I ever remember saying Jackson Dart. I don't think he's perfect for anybody.
All right, Al, how far is Butcher's block from you in Long Branch?
It's a bit of a ways. There's no chance I'm paying for Butcher's block.
Canizero's telling me that you should take us to Butcher's block.
No chance. That is a zero chance. Gina and I went there once.
Yeah.
I had a $300 gift card. Gina does not drink. It cost me about four something with the $300 gift card.
Yeah, so it cost you $100.
No,
he's saying he's
in addition to the $300 gift card.
Oh, and into it.
It's insane. Yeah, okay. No chance.
No chance for that.
I don't think we should have Al pay this time.
If I'm not paying, I would Butcher's block is really awesome place. Really prime meats over there.
By the way, let me ask you a question. I mean, we are on the road. We're traveling. Do we have an expense account?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We're like the only people that don't have expense accounts.
You know what?
There are people in government that have bigger expense accounts than we do, and I don't even know who the hell they are.
I think we do. We would just need to get seven separate checks.
That's fine. Let's ramp it up. Let's go.
Well, here's what I do know.
Yes.
That night before, that place that's next to the hotel that all the salespeople go to.
I'm not going there.
But hold on. But wait, the point is, that's a corporate card spot for them.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I'm not going there.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying we have to go there. What I'm saying is, to your point,
okay,
they expense that meal. They're on the road the night before. Meanwhile, Al's paying for us somewhere else.
I'm going to go to the higher-ups, and I'm getting a corporate card. That's all there is to it.
Okay. Fine with me. I like the sound of that.
I'm going to try to find last year's receipt and submit that if that got paid last year.
You get 12 hours to submit by the way.
In order to submit something, I mean, you got to go through like seven different checks and balances. Yeah,
they make it so hard that you quit and then you end up absorbing the bill.
I think we got doged and then all of a sudden they shut everything down.
I mean, it is.
Which is actually smart in terms of trying to run a business, of course.
I mean, I tried submitting stuff from Vegas when we went last year and quit halfway through.
Yes.
And I told Jerry, he's like, what are you, nuts? He's like, you paid for this dinner, that dinner. He's like, I'll do it for you. I was like, okay, here are the receipts. But I just can't deal with it. It's so frustrating.
It is. It's very frustrating.
I mean, I know it's stupid, but to me, it's like convenient.
I'm getting a corporate card. All right.
That'd be great.
I'm going right to the higher-ups. I'm like, I want a corporate card right now. We're going to the goddamn Butcher block. You know, is that what it's called?
It is, yep, without the first part.
I think we ate there, didn't we? I
never did
with you guys. I think.
You know what I think is Al's
didn't
been paying
like
for
Janelle
this.
Did Janelle or Big Head take us there?
No.
No?
No. We've been to places on the water with them. Okay. You might have gone with them there. I did not go.
Okay.
But Al's been paying for this dinner the last number of years. I think since Eddie is retiring on us, he should pay this year.
Yeah, Eddie.
That's what I think. It'd be like a nice little one-year thing. He should pay for the dinner. We're going to go to Butcher's Block.
Just call up Shorehaven Wealth Partners, see if we can get like a corporate card from them.
Have Eddie expense it. You can expense it if you want.
Maybe they'll pay for your retirement dinner. We'll make this like your retirement dinner. Are you working next year's? Kick off the summer or no?
That'll be my last day, yeah.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have to have crowd surf. That's what I'm picturing right now. It's crowd surfing through the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Where they're holding them up.
Yeah, I know what crowd surfing is. Yeah.
Watch the insulin.
Excuse me.
Watch the pump. Excuse me. Yeah. That's going to be sad, man. That's going to be really sad.
1 year. But he's paying for dinner this year, which is nice of him to do.
Like, do you have like a little tear in your eye when you hear Auld Lang Syne for like New Year's?
Not really, because I'm usually asleep.
Okay, me too.
Why?
I was just thinking that could be, that's what Eddie Swan's song is going to be like that day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cloud over the show.
It will. It actually will. Now I'm thinking about it, yeah. Because we usually have a great time, and it's going
to
be.
Oh, yeah, this is like a huge celebration. Kick off the summer. This is
you know, what's really going to suck is, you know, you're talking about Radio Doge that's going on. Al's going to have to do both jobs once Eddie leaves. We're talking about a replacement. The replacement is going to be Al.
They're going to have to reconfigure the setup in there.
Well, I'll just have to move to Eddie's spot.
Okay. It'd be almost like you're an air traffic controller.
Yeah.
That seems to be missing at Newark these days.
Yes.
Oh, I got to fly out of, I'm supposed to fly out of Newark. I'm not doing it.
When?
This week.
This week?
Yeah. I got to go to Joe Burrow's golf tournament, or I've been invited to.
You're out this week?
He's Friday. Out Friday. Yeah.
Friday.
Oh, okay. Is Jerry in?
He is.
Okay. Just making sure. Sometimes the big hurls throw stuff at me. I don't know.
And make sure you get your real ID. I think that starts
Wednesday. I've got my real ID when they first said it. I'm ahead of the curve. I'm not like these other people that just wait to the last minute or think that. But again, you know, I have a passport, so I'm fine. I could travel if I need to. I take the passport.
Yeah.
But I got the real ID.
Yeah, I don't have a real ID. Passport.
What is wrong with you people?
Why would I not? Why would I just use my passport? Why the hell would I go through the freaking DMV if I don't have to?
It's just another form of identification you have to carry with you.
It's a money grab. It's a money grab is what it is.
Okay.
Isn't it?
You could look at it any which way you want. It's there's a lot of things attached to it. I don't want to get into it because it could piss off a lot of people out there.
Ross in Ocean Township. What's going on, Ross?
Good morning, gentlemen. Love the show. Got to tell you, if you guys don't ice Pritchard's jersey, it's going to be four games sweep.
All right. So, Ross, thank you so much for saying that because this is something
Pritchard
that you
or
and I talked
D.
about.
White.
We talked about this last week about how important he is.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's the key. Yeah. Coming off the bench.
Yeah. You know, Ross, you're
we got nobody coming off the bench.
No.
Maybe the key for us has got to be, you know, Deuce.
So, where are we
stop
getting
dropping
this?
A Deuce and let's start dropping a Trey.
Maybe that'll be the halftime speech for Tibbs in game one if they're down. Stop dropping a deuce. Drop it a tray. You got to get the Pritchard jersey. How are we getting it? You're going to get NBA stores? Is it going to be...
Al's on it.
But he's on a Porzingis jersey. He's not on a Pritchard jersey.
I said Porzingis or Pritchard in my email.
You did. Maybe underline Pritchard or maybe capitalize his name. That guy's a son of a bitch. That guy just comes off the bench and just like instant energy.
That guy's a son of a bitch.
He's a pain in the ass. That guy is a pain in the ass.
No, I'm with you.
I'm saying that with respect, believe it or not.
No, I'm with you.
You know how you say, hey.
It's like a Brad Marchand.
Yes. Pain in the ass. Nova Scotian.
Yeah.
Lobster eating.
Yeah. Some bitch.
Some bitch, yes. They're pain in the asses.
Who'd you send the email to? The NBA store or Fanatics?
Fanatics.
Okay.
My buddy at Fanatics.
All right, nice. Good.
Yeah, if he's a Knick fan, he'll come through. I don't know if he is or not.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Jerry Recco is back. He's got another update for us. What's up, Jerry?
You know, Jerry, I'm sorry about today's golf tournament. You and I were supposed to play in the Bobby Scholl Foundation Golf Tournament. It's a great golf tournament in memory of Bobby Scholl. They have to move it to the 19th. which unfortunately I don't think I can make. I'm going to try to move some stuff around to see if I can make it, but it's a great golf tournament down there. Marge Carfora hosts it, so they postponed it. They moved it to the 19th because today is obviously a
terrible
very
weather.
Brutal day, and it's hard to play golf. I was looking forward to it. Love the old country club, and that's right in your backyard.
Somewhat, yep.
So Jerry Recco was able to make something, and unfortunately it got postponed.
That's when was the last thing I was not able to make something?
You miss a lot of things, Jerry. Or you're late to things.
In the past, this is coming Gio's way soon. In the past, I missed a lot for my kids' games and practices. That's kind of over now. So
you're a great dad, Jerry.
That's not what I'm saying.
You are. I hope Thank you get a you, lot of presents on Father's
that's
Day.
That's not why I'm saying that.
Yeah, no, I'm worried about that.
Are you playing golf on Father's Day?
Probably not. I'll probably do something with my dad.
Please don't do that.
Okay.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
It was not on Father's Day. Okay. It was on a Wednesday.
I thought it was Father's Day weekend.
No, that was that was the gift that we I took to my dad. We're taking you to, for a day of golf,
and instead I'm just going to get into an ambulance for your father. I said I misinterpreted. I thought it was actually. I thought you smashed your face with a golf ball. On Father's Day.
No, it was not on Father's Day. Ugh. That was the week.
That ruins the story.
No, it doesn't. Just keep it going.
No, it doesn't because that's why we went.
Just keep that going.
That's why we went, though.
Keep it going. It was Father's Day.
It was a Wednesday.
I mean, it was a Father's Day.
I came
Day
in the
gift.
Next day.
Okay, I could say, like, you know, the guy I worked with, he took his father on a Father's Day gift for golfing and smashed his face with a golf ball.
Correct.
It still sounds like good.
You smashed
it. If you would have just keeled over, though, that would have been epic. Epic.
Horse. All right, well, Jerry,
that would have been epic.
Before we get into the Nets and Jerry Jones, let's get to the sports.
You just got it with duty.
It was the poop emoji.
Yes.
Right in the side of the head. Yeah. So we got Knicks Celtics tonight, game one, Eastern Conference semifinals. Carmelo Anthony was on NBC's coverage of the Kentucky Derby the other day, which Mike Tirico couldn't do because he had a nut allergy. Why? That's true. I don't know why you're looking at me, but that happened.
Yeah.
These nuts?
Mm. Yeah.
Microphone.
Yeah.
So he either ate nuts or touched nuts.
Yeah.
Or nut dust.
Yeah.
Well, that happens.
Sometimes, you know, these nut allergy people, they don't know that.
True, too.
That the
well,
nuts
this is
are
why
there.
They don't know if they're eating something that has nuts in it.
Right.
Yes.
Mm. Well, anyway.
What do you think happened?
You're asking me or Jerry?
Him?
You.
What do I know? I have no idea. He rubbed nuts on his face? I don't know. Did he try eating a cashew?
He looks like a guy who grabs handfuls of stuff, Tirico.
He
walks by somewhere and he's like, oh, it's like popcorn just like pops in his mouth in a break. You know, I ever tell you about that time, you know, me and Dan Patrick. So he probably grabbed something like that, handful of something, didn't realize it was nut dust in there.
Maybe a specific nut that he can't eat.
When you see something where other people could put their hands into it, do you ever eat it?
I do. Occasionally.
Al doesn't. No way.
Only if it's looks like it has just been put out.
And what?
Like you go first. You go in there first. Like sometimes there's a spoon in there, and you take it out with a spoon.
That I like.
But I've seen people forget the spoon, and they just dig their meaty hooks in there.
I don't know that I would eat that then.
I do not eat anything in a public space.
Mm. But what at a family
that has,
party?
That's in a bowl.
You got some Tostitos. People are grabbing the Tostitos.
That's
out of
another
the bowl.
Thing. I don't do that.
You wouldn't do that.
I don't do that
at a family get together.
Family, yeah, that's a different
Matt
story.
Matt puts his meat hooks into the Tostitos. You're not eating the Tostitos
that's
now?
A different story.
Okay.
That if it's a family gift, yeah, it's one thing. But I'm just talking about it in a public place.
Boomer,
says,
would you please take my nuts?
Can you freaking be serious for 1 second? I'm just saying.
It's retirement Rick in there. Look at me.
All right. I'm just saying that if you're in a public place and they have like here at WFN, sometimes when they put food out.
They had a band running around, by the way, just a little while ago.
All right, so they got food laid out all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's like a nut bowl. You're sticking your hand in that? I'm not.
Probably not, no.
I know Al's not.
See, the Portley's got popcorn, and they put out popcorn.
Ugh.
And if you're next to a buddy, like you're sitting there with a guy you know really well, and then they got one side
that
of
that guy
popcorn.
Had his hand down his pants scratching his nuts.
So did I, though. You know what I'm saying? Even himself out.
I mean,
no,
you know,
but hold on. Listen to the scenario. So you got the popcorn. You got a buddy to your left. The popcorn's in the middle of you, and then you take the one side. He takes the other side. That's you're really not mixing.
All right, so that's you and your buddy, but like, you know,
if it's a random stranger there, I'm not doing it. No,
even after three or four drinks.
No.
And that, that's not smart by the restaurant putting that kind of stuff out.
Popcorn.
They need salt, so if you keep ordering more drinks.
What do you mean it's not smart?
I just, if somebody gets sick, they're going to get sued.
No one's getting sick from the popcorn, man.
Let me ask you about a coating that I don't think holds germs. M&M's. I feel like germs slide right off an M&M.
Why, because of the red
how slippery it is. Like someone scoops, puts their hand in a scoop of M&M's.
Right, I'm not doing that.
Would that stand for Reese's Pieces?
Yeah, same thing.
Mm. So you're telling me if someone sneezes into a bowl of M&M's, you think that the germs are sliding off all of those M&M's?
No, I don't.
Okay.
That was quick.
like if Steve Summers went to a party and stuck his hand into M&M's, are you eating that?
No.
Oh, we just had a fingernail of his here.
We did. And a used cough drop that he left on the table.
And he is suspected of leaving maybe a 100-yard trail of coffee.
Oh, this return has gone swimmingly.
Yeah, he also left a coffee cup in here with coffee in it.
But there was and I saw it when I walked in this morning. I said, that's odd. It was a hole from where you walked in all the way to the elevator bay. Like every 2 feet was a drop of coffee.
Is there a chance he's a zombie?
No.
A chance that he's like...
He's one of the undead?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe. I mean, Big Earl should follow him out of the elevator and just kick him in the ass the whole way in. Don't leave it in there.
Like, I honestly think, like, there's a chance that he's like the walking dead. That he doesn't even... It's like it's the Last of Us.
I got it. I can see right there. Gross. What is that?
That's him!
Well, what'd you knock that over for?
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to knock it over. I'm sorry. Just got a little aggressive.
Blah.
And that's what Hurl, Big Hurls has got to do that. He's got to, like, step up.
Big Hurls. Big Hurls is stepping up to Steve Summers. Man, Steve's been here since 1987. He's legendary. Not going to say anything to him.
You can't be leaving fingernails. You just can't.
That does cross the line a little bit.
That's so bad.
Yeah. That's not great.
Wait. He left a fingernail, a cough drop, and a half.
And there was tobacco on the ground.
There was tobacco there, too. And a half filled coffee cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said a little bit of evidence.
Okay.
I mean, if you did a DNA, you got like one of those purple lights or whatever that was, black lights. Probably stuff crawling around all over the place.
I wouldn't be surprised, man. I really wouldn't.
Yay. Nasty.
Anything else, Sherry?
Well, yeah, the Rays beat the Yankees 7-5. I will give you the Thrivewell player of the game, though, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion. I'm going with Jorbeat Vivas.
And here's a line drive, center field, base hit. Vivas with his first big league knock. Here's the throw to home plate. It is cut off. A two-run single. Now 7-5 here in the eighth, and what a good time for that base knock.
So good for him. See, trying to be positive. So he is our Yankees Thriving Player of the Game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. But it did come in a loss, 7-5. Yankees now 19-15 along the way as we continue this positivity. Cody Bellinger is 200th career home run.
It's definitely pretty cool. You know, just... You never knew, like, as a kid, what you would do. So, you know, just going to keep going and hopefully a lot more to come.
Brandon Lau with 2-run single.
Boys better start winning again. Start, you know.
Well, that would help.
Both teams.
Carlos Rodon facing Nick Pivetta tonight. San Diego comes in 22-11 on the season. So they have done quite well. As we know, the Giants have and the Dodgers, too. That'll be on the fan tonight at 6:25. As for the Mets, they lost not one, but they lost two to the Cardinals. They lost 6-5 and 5-4. Now, you had Blade Tidwell got his first big league start in the first game. Didn't go so good. He gave up 6 runs on 9 hits, 3 walks over 3 2/3. He knows he let many too many hitters off the hook.
Yeah, for sure. Just putting guys away. A lot of the weak contact was late in counts where I should have been able to put them away.
But unable to do so. Then they went out and lost the second game as well. Victor Scott, the go-ahead RBI double in the sixth. We have another injury. Now, we're not calling it the flank. But Jesse Winker, oblique. So yeah. He was asked if he's ever dealt with anything like this before.
Not quite this area, I guess. You could say I had an intercostal thing in 21, but, you know, I'm going to
get more tests done, and we're going to, you know, wait till all that's settled to determine what's going on.
But it does look like he is going on the injured list. So not good news there injury-wise from the Mets, who tonight will find themselves in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks.
Mets should go out and get J.D. Martinez. Bring him back. Where is he?
I guess what's working he doing? Out somewhere, hoping someone gives him a chance.
He's not on a team, right?
I mean, I don't think so.
No.
I do not believe J.D. Martinez was signed anywhere. But I'm not sure. And by the way, Luis Angel Acuna did play third base yesterday, so that was kind of cool. Mets on 880 AM, Mets Odyssey Radio, 940 tonight with first pitch, Griffin Canning to start there. Did you hear part of the cold open of SNL Saturday as they went after the Belichick-Jordan Hudson relationship?
I saw the headlines, and
Would you like to click on it enough? Yeah, so let's
So the cold open is you got Trump doing these, the fake Trump doing these new executive orders, and in the middle of it, he has this one.
Sir, this order will make it socially acceptable for a man in his 70s to date a 24-year-old.
That's right. We're calling it the Belichick Law. We're going to make girlfriends young again, okay? Old men can now date far younger women. We like that. It's hot. But in reverse, it's quite disgusting, right? Very Dateline, you know? Did you see Belichick's girlfriend? She's pretty hot, right?
Yes. She is a beautiful creature.
God, you're creepy. This is why we don't hang out outside of work.
So there you go.
Yeah, it's everywhere now.
That was
Jordan Hudson. You've made it to SNL.
Yes.
Welcome. Yeah. Thought that this was going to be a nice little thing for you. Now all eyes on you.
It's an interesting time.
Yeah,
I would say. And I told you I would give you Kenny Albert this hour. This was TNT, the Jets tying,
this was awesome, by
tying
way.
Up the Blues. They scored a couple of minutes prior to get within 3-2, and then the game-tying goal.
Harding looking to work in free. 8 seconds remaining. Off a stick of Bruce Davis. Ehlers fanned on it. Counts it three. Ehlers cross-eyes. Score! Score! Perfetti! With under 2 seconds remaining. Ties it!
And then they
you
would
know
go
what's
to-
amazing about that? He gives you the time on the clock twice.
Yes.
8 seconds, 3 seconds. He's right in rhythm with the entire game. And if you watch this game, like I did to the I'm like an idiot, you could just feel like something was going to happen. Like they never disengaged as broadcasters.
Wow.
It was like they felt like something was going to happen because it was 6-on-5 and they scored 2 goals in that situation where they had the empty net on
they
the other end.
Had a very cool on social media, the picture-in-picture with the studio guys.
Yes.
Along with Kenny's call of this. And then here was the game winner in double overtime.
Potter, back up the boards for Keon. Now shoots, score! The Jets win it on the deflection! The Winnipeg Jets will move on.
Who also had a hell of a win on Saturday, and so that was on TNT. The final score was 4-3. Adam Lowry with the game winner as they moved on.
So Winnipeg, the Green Bay of the NHL. The way you got to look at them, Jerry.
Okay.
Small market team.
Yes.
It's nice to see a team named the Jets winning.
That's true.
Let's go to Dennis in Florida. What's going on, Dennis?
Hey, apropos to the discussion before about eating things from a public bowl, I'm from the Bronx. We used to go to delis back in the day. I'm 74 years old. And they used to put a bowl of pickles on your table, like as a notch on. Let me tell you, you never wanted to eat one of those pickles. The things we used to do into those pickle bowls.
Come on, man. That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's right.
Community pickles.
You know what
community.
I had yesterday for the first time ever? Pickle juice.
Okay.
It keeps you from cramping up. I didn't know that. But
you get cramps?
Well, only when you're biking.
Oh, all right. That's right. I forgot.
So you drank pickle
some guy
juice.
Told me, he said, hey, have some pickle juice. Keep you from cramping.
Is it okay? The same guy who has collarbone poking through his skin?
No.
Poor guy.
Do you want a pickle? Eat a pickle.
Okay.
All right. Very good, Jerry. We'll see you next hour. Mm.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
That's a little Imelda May. Johnny got a boom boom.
Johnny got a boom boom?
Johnny got a boom boom.
Okay. What does that mean?
I don't know. Here it is. Johnny got a fingernail.
Yeah, right. Summer's got a fingernail. A chewed off fingernail and a... used cough drop on the desk.
Yep.
Yeah. You said you had something for
I
me.
Do. In 2027, I do believe that Roger Goodell, Josh Harris, and President Trump are going to be announcing today that they will be hosting the NFL draft down on the mall in Washington, D.C.
Oh.
In 2027. Obviously, this is coinciding with the announcement of the Washington Commanders building their new stadium, which I told you they were going to do 2 years ago.
Down yeah.
Where RFK is, and it's going to be a domed stadium. So things are lining up very well for the Washington Commanders. A new owner and a great young quarterback, you know, are going to get you what you need to get done in the political realm in order to get a stadium built and to bring something like the NFL draft to Washington, D.C.
All right. Very good. Yes, and Jaden Daniels has a lot to do with that.
Oh, there's hell yeah, he does.
No doubt about it.
It's just
it.
Like Josh Allen up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Joe Burrow out in Cincinnati, Kansas City's, you know, Patrick Mahomes. They get these deals done on the side because they know that the fan base is engaged and they love their teams and they don't want their teams to be moved, especially when you have trend-setting players leading those franchises, and that's exactly what's going on.
Let's go to Ray in Leonardo, New Jersey. What's going on, Ray?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
All right. Hey, Gio, I just wanted to thank you for giving the listeners the heads up on the 18 horse.
Yeah, I mean, I have to thank our horse guy. We are just the vehicle in which it delivers to you guys. Our horse guy, you know, really does the work for us. So that's 2 years in a row. I'm glad that you were able to win some money with it, Ray.
Yes, yes. I put about $20 down. So the odds on that horse was really weird. It was like, it was 10-1. Then right before the race, it was 9-1. And then when they got to the gate, I think it went to 7-1.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this happens a lot where there's a lot of big money coming in. I mean, not as much with the Derby because, you know, there's so much money that pours in beforehand. But and you, if you watch like a regular day at Aqueduct or Belmont when it's open or Saratoga, it's just a normal day. I mean, you could see odds drop significantly right before the race goes off. And there's a lot of handicappers that will look at that stuff and think it's, you know, a way to determine who's going to win. But, yeah, I don't know. Did he go? I still think he went off at 9-1, to be honest with you.
No, 7-1.
He ended up going off at 7-1?
I thought it was 7-1.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Does our horse guy know anything about the prospects for a potential Triple Crown now?
Horse guy said that has to see in the next couple days how the horse comes out of this race.
I think the horse came out of this race just fine.
Well, how do you know?
He was pretty happy.
Well, I mean, it looked happy, but you don't know. You know,
it looked happy.
Get that next day soreness.
I have a little bit of that today.
Oh, of course.
My ass. Like where my hamstring meets my ass.
Yeah.
It's tight.
It's a tough one.
It is tight.
Yeah, I'd get, I'd have that numbness in the taint area when I did the bike tour.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, that's what would happen.
Yeah, I don't have that problem.
A little numbness in the taint area. I mean, it's a long way to go, but you got done in 2.5 hours, and you were fine.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, and you got the bike cushion and everything else.
It was great.
Let's go to Greg at Piscataway. What's going on, Greg?
Hey, good morning, boys.
Hey, man.
Hey, I don't get everyone's take on. I've never heard this, that the Knicks have no chance. Like, granted, I know that they're the underdogs, but the Knicks aren't rolling out a bunch of G Leaguers out there. I think yeah, they I know, have
but,
a bunch of
but, Greg, you got to understand, they're 0-10 against the three best teams in the league, and only one of those games was legitimately close, and that was the last game against the Celtics, which really meant nothing.
But, yeah, but they've also never faced us with our full arsenal. Like Mitchell Robinson makes a difference. You know, like I think that we can. And the Knicks were still trying to get this is a brand new team with two new starters. You know, so I mean, and again, I'm not saying that the Knicks are going to win or something. But I mean, just everyone's take on it is the Knicks have no chance. They're going to lose in five, or they're going to get swept.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that that's if you take all the information that is available to us right now, which we are doing, that's the formula you come up with. I mean, we came up with, you know, Boomer had Knicks in five against the Pistons. I had Knicks in six based on what we saw. Now, I think most people who watch this Knicks team, watch the Celtics play the Knicks this year, you feel like it's Celtics in five. It's just they're better. And by the way, the last game that the Knicks played the Celtics close, Jaylen Brown played like 10 minutes in that game.
Yeah, it was a game that meant nothing. I would just say that from an underdog's perspective, you know, this is where when your moment arises, when it's there, that means a shot has got to be made. It can't be bricked. So there's going to be times in these games, as we all know, as we watch, where there's going to be somebody come down and there's going to be a wide open three for somebody at the Knicks, whether it's Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby. If Josh Hart decides to shoot, they have to make those shots. And we all know when those moments happen. We know when they happen in the negative light when the Knicks lost at home twice. We saw open shots completely bricked.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot do that against this team that they are playing now. This team is so well put together and plays so well together that it seems like they were just kind of cakewalking through the regular season.